Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Me gusta or
mucho.
Me gusta mucho.
Zwei. Right, what's the...
Swan?
Duh.
Right, did you French say swan?
You did that last night. I know. Hey, man's got to have a shtick, right? You know? You got to shtick to it.
That's what we'd always call cops back in the day with Schwein. You Schwein!
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'll get to your calls in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's just go ahead and do that right now. We've got Steve calling from Connecticut. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's your political refugee from Connecticut.
Hey, Steve. Hello, Mr. Political Refugee. How are you?
I think you're only a refugee technically when you're in New Hampshire. When you go back to Connecticut, you're like an ex-refugee.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm back to being a prisoner of King Ned here in Connecticut, yeah.
What's going on in Connecticut?
Ned's dead.
Well, Connecticut, I don't know. I don't know.
All right, what's on your mind?
Down here. Anyway, so last week when this whole Capitol thing went down, they're you know, calling it another 9/11 event, you know, those darkest days in American history.
Hey, there were five people killed, and they were all amongst the people you hate. That's as bad as 3,000 regular people being killed, right?
Steve, I wanted to ask you a question, because some folks are calling it a siege. Some folks are calling it a riot. What are you calling it?
I don't know. I mean, they should have just went a little bit further and burned the Capitol down. Why did they do that?
I'm right there with you, bro. Are we going to get deplatformed for that? I don't know.
Oh, no. It was funny because you see them walking and they're still between those velvet ropes.
Yeah.
Walk through the Capitol.
Yeah.
They just milled
around and took selfies for the most part.
Right. So, you know, this being another 9/11, so what happened after 9/11? There was a, 8,000-page, Patriot Act that was rolled out in 2 weeks.
Yep, yep.
How do you write all that in 2 weeks?
What makes the people in Congress so important that people just entering their building is like another 9/11? Well, people burning down somebody's life's work is no big deal.
But nobody, they were cowering in fear. They were on their knees.
That's what they do. They're politicians.
Their natural position.
Feel the fear. Feel the fear. So they rolled out the Patriot Act, which obviously they roll all this stuff out, like the Affordable Care Act has nothing to do with affordability or care.
Right.
You know, they roll out the Patriot Act. It has nothing to do with, patriotism.
What's the news?
So I'm just waiting. And funny, at the news break, I just heard this. So I'm wondering when they're going to roll out
the app.
When are they going to roll out the Protester Protection Act of 2021?
Yes.
I don't know, but I did hear that they had something prepped, that they had like a 20,000-page bill after the whatever it is, the thing that happened in D.C., that somehow days later, in 2 days, they have a 20,000-page piece of legislation that they want everybody to vote on now.
Well, hey, if you get a million corporate lawyers all typing as fast as they can, they can produce all the works of Shakespeare or a lot of tyranny.
Mm-hmm. So I just heard on the news break, during the news break, mm-hmm. on LRN, that Michigan, now the governor is saying that you can't have a gun at the state capitol. So they're part of the Protester Protection Act.
Yeah.
So I think the Protester Protection Act will basically say, stay home, stay safe, you won't get hurt if you're a protester. Stay out of Washington, stay away from the state capitol. Go to a Zoom meeting and protest.
Yes. Be a safe protester by shutting up and going home.
That or they'll designate a protest area somewhere near the, you know, State House or the Capitol or whatever.
The free speech zone?
Right, you
already
did
that.
You have a little
right,
zone.
They'll just rebrand it. They've already got it, so they'll just change a sign, and now it'll be
the protest protection zone.
Right, yeah.
Can I get to my second point, which I, you know, I don't know if you have time,
but I'm wondering about how... Go ahead. We'll try not to interrupt you 4 or 5 more times.
But we probably will, because we talk. We just run our mouths over and over, on and on. It's enough to drive you mad.
Aye. All right. Steve. So, you know, these companies, like, let's say Apple, right, as the platform people, or Facebook, they're going to lose half of their audience, aren't they? What you would think?
Probably not half.
Or a big share of it.
Yeah, a chunk of it. You know, not half of the United States, or not quite half, I think, usually votes, or close to that in any given election. So there's about half of the people that just don't care.
Yeah.
And then of the other remainder, there's not all of them are Republicans, and not all of them are Democrats. Some of them are, you know, registered independents, but it will be a chunk, I mean, for sure.
And let's not forget, Facebook is global, so, you know, if they lose 20% of their United States, you know, users. Do they really care?
No big deal.
Probably not.
Well, the thing that
they have more by keeping people quiet. I got you. Okay. Well, I was thinking about, hey, what if the Dow Jones got to split into like the Republican Dow Jones and the Democrat Dow Jones?
Yeah. The blue Jones and the red Jones.
Will there be room for a green Jones in the middle, so we can invest in agorist companies and people who
Gold
stuff.
Jones. You could have a gold Jones industrial.
We could add basketball Jones.
You beat me to it.
Nice.
Oh,
great
wow.
Show, guys. Thanks. Jones.
You're a wordsmith, which is great Jones. When you've got a word Jones.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Anything else, Steve?
All right. That's it. Great show, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for calling, bro.
That guy, Steve's funny.
Wasn't that Cheech and Chong?
He was Cheech and Chong, as a matter of fact.
But the thing is, if you get 20% of the people off Facebook, okay, first off, Facebook no longer has that property of being ubiquitous,
okay?
And as other platforms become more, basically you're going to start a drain of other people who are going not for political reasons, but because their favorite entertainer or their favorite writer has gone. And so I think this could be the beginning of the end for Facebook dominance, if not for Facebook.
I hope so, kind of, because Facebook has enjoyed far too big of a social media market share, in my opinion, for far too long.
Yes.
And it would be really, 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 really nice if there's any, cypherpunk-style people out there that have been working on, you know, some sort of decentralized, open, neutral app that is a social media app that, you know, maybe now is the time to get together and work a little bit harder, or work with some people that, you know, maybe you have some slight differences with, to put something together to take some of this market share away.
I'm doing my best, bro.
I'm not looking at you specifically.
Oh, I thought
you meant me. Although I am looking at you, kind of.
You are looking at
me. I was speaking to our audience and, you know, that kind of thing. So I know you're working on some cool
stuff. Sometimes if you don't want anybody to take things personally, you look at nobody when you talk.
That's true. Yes, you look away. Look away. I hope we see some new technology emerge out of all this crap, because it's beyond time, in my opinion.
We just got to get those few boneheads who are still clinging to Facebook off it, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm also a little bit, what's the term I'm looking for? Lazy, perhaps? Like, because I did the MySpace thing, and I invested so much time and effort on making my page as awesome as I thought it could be.
Oh, then you're clearly a bum.
And then I had to just sort of abandon that, you know, all the time and effort. I learned a bit of HTML. I learned how to embed audio and video. You know, I learned how to turn autoplay off, because that annoyed me to no end when you go to somebody's MySpace page and it just started blaring all sorts of stuff. Mm. Some people didn't know what they were doing, and so they'd have two or three things that would blare at you simultaneously, which just made made for an ugly experience, right?
Mm.
So, but then moved to Facebook and it was all just sort of plain Jane cookie cutter for everybody, and I didn't like that.
That way the idiots could use it just as well as the smart people.
So now I wait for the 2.0, right? When everybody migrates to something else, I wait for a few years, and then maybe I'll jump on. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.FM Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.FM Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Shows are streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
Yep, Yep. Yep. Hello. Ring. Sesame Street, anybody?
Yep. Rosie. Bing.
It is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
Hey, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And AnyPay 2.0 is here. And crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets, your experience should be really smooth. But some wallets aren't quite ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0. And reach out to those wallet programmers to encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade.
Who else is using that protocol on the server side? Are there other vendors who are publishing things that are compatible with it?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I believe BitPay is doing something similar.
Yeah, oh, okay, but BitPay, not the same there's, technology.
There's one other sort of... I don't know. I think they're just a cash register provider. I don't think that they're quite as...
Who?
I don't remember their name. There's one...
Can't help you.
Yeah, okay. Did that answer your question, nobody? Because I think that's all the further we're going to get.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, great. Let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We've got Conejo calling... Conejo, where are you calling from today?
Los Angeles, unfortunately.
Okay. And what's on your mind?
I just wanted to criticize what I find to be an extremely stupid conservative talking point and then offer a couple of actual solutions for them.
Okay, go ahead.
So this whole platform versus publisher thing, I keep reading First Amendment. I think I'm on my ninth pass now, and I don't see the words publisher or platform anywhere in it.
Agreed.
There's no difference. So that's a really stupid talking point.
Well,
their part,
certainly,
all they're doing is undermining the First Amendment.
Certainly, you do know that newspapers can be sued for liable based on things that they publish, right? Is that true or false?
Yeah, that's true.
And you know that that social media sites like Facebook cannot be sued for libel based on what's published on their site, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Well, okay, so there is a difference,
right, but the
between
point is
the two businesses.
Yeah,
one is considered a common carrier. The other is considered to be controlling the speech
all legalese
that's on them.
Yeah, that's
and
all
there
legalese
is a difference between... Well,
no,
yes,
it's
because
a
it's a question
definition
of how the law treats people.
Yeah, and the law's
and
crap.
How the law treats people is based on what the law says.
But it's not
and
based on the Constitution. It's not based on the Constitution. None of that is. So newspapers should be able to print whatever the hell they want to print.
I would agree, but they can't. Whereas Facebook is privileged, they can.
Okay, Conejo says he has a solution. Go ahead.
Okay, so Google is a government-created monopoly with 97% market share because of their 54,000 patent monopoly privileges. So I've got a wild idea. Let the free market work. Because Google, Facebook, Twitter, they're all the commons because of government intervention in the marketplace.
Okay, so far I'm following you.
That's it, free market.
Yeah,
that's
the great
conservatives. I don't understand why they don't get that.
I'm right there with you. I think we should end all patent, end all copyright. I think people should be free not to lie and say they created something that they copied, but they should be free to republish that which has been published. That would make a huge difference. I'm an open source guy, and I've been fighting this battle for years.
Yeah, and I'm a musician and somebody who's been involved in music and, you know, had music distributed, I am not an IP guy. This whole bit about copyright for music. You know, hey, you know, use my music for whatever. Just give me some credit, man.
And musicians should be, because the people who make money from copyright aren't the musicians.
Right.
It's the labels who make all the money from album sales, and you're left with nothing but your live shows.
Yep.
So copyright does nothing for creators.
Right.
Lawyers make money, not the inventors. Mom and pop shops are not making stuff in their garage. It's megacorps consolidating intellectual property privileges. Can I give a quick shout-out for a platform that people should consider?
Yeah, go ahead.
So there's a social media it's a protocol, really. It's a federated protocol called Mastodon. It's mostly run by commies, but you can set up your own server and federate with whoever you want. It's called the Fediverse. So there's a libertarian server called Liberdon.com. If you love liberty, create an alternate parallel network effect, a backup account, and just build that parallel network effect while you're getting booted off the other platforms, and you'll have it there in perpetuity. And eventually we'll have enough people there that we'll start noticing more and more toots. They're called toots, not tweets. We'll start noticing more and more notifications on our phone and the activity, and all of a sudden it'll be a paradigm shift, and they'll be totally effed.
Have you? Are you new to the show? We've been talking about Liberdon and Mastodon for years now.
Oh, no. I'm talking to the audience mostly.
Oh, okay.
I've heard you guys talk about it.
The audience is clearly new to the show.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. I remember you guys talking about Bitcoin Pizza Day when it first happened.
All right, right on.
All right, appreciate the call, Kenny. Have a great night. Yeah, indeed. Free Talk Live has been talking about that for quite some time. Can folks get in on that?
Can they get in on what?
The Mastodon?
Absolutely. There's a lot of different Mastodon instances out there. We're working on one of them right now, but we're still getting that set up.
Okay. All right. All right. So let's move right along, and let's go to William calling from California. William, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me, sir?
Indeed. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm a first-time calling, and I'm no news chicken to this entire process here. I kind of been listening and studying, and I have been watching it evolve. And a lot of people should be very aware. I have a couple comments and one question, a hard question.
Okay.
My comment is, let me ask you a question. If you were on fire, you'd probably try to put it out as fast as possible, right?
Stop, drop, and roll, dig, roll.
It depends on whether or not I was in a hurry, because as Richard Pryor said, when you're on fire, people get out your way.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be in the middle of a theater when you happen to be on fire either.
Because you can't shout about it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so you would be putting it out. Well, we are on fire, and we have Chinese who have death camps. And, we're taking this way too lightly, because now they're coming here through our Oval Office, or trying to. And we need to be ready. And I'm calling out to the president, and I'm calling out to all people who are listening. We need to be getting ready, man. We need to really.
What does that mean, to get ready? I want to know more.
Hey, William, can you hang on? We want to talk to you a bit more. Can you stay on hold?
Sure.
All right, we'll get you right back. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More with William and his comments. Coming up.
I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Republicans have blocked Democrats from introducing a unanimous consent call on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. Democrats can now bring up the resolution for a vote on Tuesday. When it comes to impeaching the president, articles were introduced on Monday, and Democrats do have the votes. But according to Republican Senator Rick Scott from Florida, it's probably not the best thing to do.
Joe Biden's not going to get anything done if he continues down this path, and neither will the Democrats. All these vendettas against in the past, it makes no sense. This should be a time of unity, time of hope for the future, and that's not what the Democrats are doing.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf is stepping down from his post. Wolf had been leading the DHS in an acting capacity since 2019. USA Radio News. An airline crash overseas has people looking for answers.
Divers on Monday stepped up retrieval efforts for the black boxes of the Sriwijaya Air passenger plane that crashed into the sea off Jakarta, Indonesia over the weekend. The Boeing 737-500 was carrying 62 passengers and crew and crashed 4 minutes into the 90-minute flight. There were no survivors. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden says his top priority will be getting more coronavirus vaccinations into the arms of more Americans.
I put together, laying out the plan, the cost of how I want to proceed, the cost of what we have to do to be able to get the entire COVID operation up and running.
After getting his second vaccination in Delaware, Biden again warning that the ongoing outbreak is going to get worse before it gets better. He again urged Americans to wear face masks and social distance. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Talk Live. That's right. We're back. You're back. And so let's move forward. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's go ahead and go back to our caller, William, who's calling from California. William, you didn't... You know, it sounded like you had a bunch more to say. You said you had a couple comments and a question, so continue.
Well, the next thing I have to say is it's a little bit of a business proposal to President Trump, and that is he can command 50,000 people five times a day across this country. You know, I would pay good money to see him. He should keep right on going because we don't need to stop these rallies. We need to stay together. We need to continue to be organized. We need to be cohesive. We need to be, of course, peaceful. I think if we are left to our own devices.
What's the goal of the, you said these rallies, you said you don't want them to stop. What are these rallies and what is the goal of them?
We need to stay focused. We need, as a people, it's like herding cats.
On what? Focus on what?
On everything. On
okay, that's not, you can't do that.
Focus on everything.
That's a contradiction in terms.
You can only focus on specific things. You can't focus on everything.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you have to stay focused.
But on what?
The whole goal. We as a nation, we the people, for starters.
Okay, that's how do you stay focused? What does that mean?
Well, you know, we have gone to these rallies, and these rallies have been with us now for quite a while, and it seems as though people have grown accustomed to them. We have learned a lot. We have developed community. We've developed a community mentality. We've reunited, so to speak, family reunion, so to speak.
I mean, are you trying to get Trump elected in 4 years? Or?
Keep America great. Why do you, you know, what's the obsession with America? Why not just give up and say it's been a failed experiment? It's a miserable failure. America is the, you know, one of the world's dominating powers. It destroys countless lives. It destroys its own people's lives. Why not just call it a day and say, you know what, why don't we split up and say, hey, communists, move to California. People on the right wing, you know, move to South Dakota or Texas or something like that, and just call it a day.
I've got a new slogan for you. Make America states again.
And you know, I think the answer to your question is because the Chinese state has failed as well. You know, they have propped themselves up on 80 million casualties since Mao. And, you know, that makes Hitler and Mussolini and Stalin look like Boy Scouts.
Okay, I don't understand how the Chinese government is an answer to why... You know, my question, which was why not give up on the whole idea of the United States as a total failure and embrace the idea of decentralization, embrace the idea of secession and independence?
If at first you don't secede, try again.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm chasing my tail now. I'm sorry. I'm kind of at a loss. But
okay,
I,
so you don't know.
Fine that you haven't considered that.
Right.
This is a great time to.
Right. So before you go on, you know, let's talk about what you need to know about this. So if you're not sure about the idea of the, you know, secession and independence, then what would help you understand that better?
Well, one, I've heard of secession. It was called the Civil War. It didn't really unify our country.
Why would you want to unify people? They can't get along.
That's the opposite of the intention.
Yeah, why would you want to unify people who obviously cannot get along?
Well, because we can't run from our problems anymore.
Are you willing to let the leftists run your life half the time?
Well, that is... that is a given no.
Okay, well, they're not willing to have you run their lives all the time. So basically, you have two things you can do. You can each compete to determine who gets to clobber the other one for 4 years, or you can split up. And if you were a married couple, I would say, oh my God, these people need a divorce. And that's exactly what I say when I hear the right hating on the left and the left hating on the right. Maybe they shouldn't each be at risk of having the others forcibly controlling their lives.
But question, are they ever going to go away? Are either parties ever going to go away? Even if we do secede, are they going to go away? No.
Well, if they secede, then each state can be different. There can be states that are full of leftists, and there can be states that are full of leftists, and New Hampshire can take all the libertarians, and then we can each live our own way.
We already
because
see it.
Federalism was the whole... design of the United States, and federalism, like many people, died in the Civil War, and ever since, it's been each state trying to force their way on all the other states, and I don't want to hitch my cart to California, or New York, or New Jersey, or Massachusetts, and I don't want to hitch my state to Texas, or Florida, either. I want to do things the New Hampshire way, and that's live free or die, and neither the left nor the right is down with me being free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's you know, a lot of ways to skin a cat. There's 7 ways to Sunday, but there's always somebody that wants to control somebody, And there's always going to be somebody from New York that's going to want to move to Maine, and they're going to bring their values.
Right. They're not going to want to move to Maine if Maine has an unapologetically right-wing government, just like you're not going to want to move to New York if New York has an unapologetic left-wing government.
We already see it happening to some extent, you know, in the last few decades. People move, right? So we've seen people are moving to South Dakota if they're on the right. If they're on the left, a lot of them are moving out to states like, you know, Washington and and California and Oregon. So there's already a natural direction in people sort of self-selecting their location. What we're saying is there should be a much more specific, you know, request out there, that there should be an active movement of people calling to say, hey, come here, this is the place for you. And then when one of them secedes, because I think one of them will eventually.
I think it's going to happen too.
Whether it's New Hampshire, California, Texas, whoever it is that goes first, Vermont, Hawaii, you know, these are some of the states that have somewhat active of secession movements within them. Then others are going to go. And then those are going to be real strong draws, because it'll then be obvious that they truly have some level of independence and they can really finally make their own decisions for themselves like nobody was talking about.
Well, we're overlooking the main question that I mentioned earlier. We have forces at play that are going to dissolve Maine and Florida and New York and California. It's all going to be dissolved, and it's going to be under a new world order of Chinese UN.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah, I don't see the Chinese doing very well taking over here. When the Japanese were going to try, they said that if we try to invade America, there will be a rifle behind every blade of grass, and that has not changed.
Well, it's probably not true in California anymore, but it's true.
Well, let them have California. Screw them.
Yeah, it's true in New Hampshire. There's a lot
of things.
Wait a
minute, I'm here.
Sorry, bro.
Well, you can come to New Hampshire if you become a libertarian. We'd love to have you.
Let me ask you: Are you anywhere near Derry?
No, but every once in a while I go to Derry just to smell that Derry air.
Well, you know, Derry is the hometown of Alan Shepard. And I called the aerospace museum there, and you know, I spoke with a lot of people there, and I grew up there way back when. And you know, it's really sad that most people don't even know that Alan Shepard was raised in Derry.
There you go. Now you know. There's a fact.
Hey, thanks for the call, Leon. We appreciate it.
He's like an astronaut or something.
Oh, good. Yeah.
603-283-6160. And now we know that nobody likes to smell that Derry air.
I stole that from Stephen King.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
Welcome back, everybody. You've tuned in to Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. We'll get to more of your calls and your thoughts coming up. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Ian, and Nobody. And before we get to your calls, I wanted to tell you that Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the news and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. So... moving, did you guys have any other comments about the previous caller before we move on?
Not specifically, but the he did bring up protests and ongoing protests. And coming up, you've got information about something that's supposedly happening this weekend on Sunday at noon, I believe. And I think it's per time zone, so noon in each time zone, at all 50 state houses, which supposedly is going to involve the Boogaloo Boys.
Supposedly. I like the Boogie Boys. They're fun.
Supposedly. Well, we can get to that, but first, let's go to Sean, who's calling from New Hampshire. Sean, you are on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Sean. What's on your mind?
Hey.
I don't even know where to begin. I'm in New Hampshire, too, like you guys.
Well, then start in New Hampshire.
The traffic here is really weird. We're primarily Democrat, but I'm a conservative. Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like only one side is pushing, you know, and pushing and pushing, and the other side is sort of taking it. I have no idea where we're going with this whole mess, but, you know, it definitely feels like we're going somewhere fast and somewhere bad.
Yeah, I agree with you. When are the New Hampshire natives who love liberty going to take off these masks?
You know what? I'm not wearing one, and I'm one of the very few guys. I'm from the Seacoast originally. Mm-hmm. Originally, I'm from Boston, but I've been up at the Seacoast for about 25 years. You know what I mean? My business is there. Now I'm up in the mountain region, the White Mountain region, and, you know, it's a little more loose around here. But I'm one of the only guys in the store without the mask. And, you know, like around here, people don't look at you. People are a little bit, you know, more relaxed here. They're not as animal. But you go down to the Seacoast without a mask and people are looking at you. They're, you know, mumbling stuff under their breath. I mean, just itching for a fight over a mask.
Well, right. Most of them are really? A bunch of cowards, so they're not going to actually fight you. yeah. But they, you know, every now and then one of them will work up the courage. And I mean every now and then. It's only happened to me one time in the last 9 months. But that one of them will, like, work up the courage to say something sheepish to you about it. And, you know, I think that what needs to happen, sort of like the New Hampshire native mentality, from what I understand, I'm not a native personally. I moved here in 2006 as part of the New Hampshire freedom migration. But, you know, having met a number of the natives around here, New Hampshire is sort of a live free and let live place, meaning that people just kind of want to be left alone. And I think that extends to why some of them wear the mask in public, because they would rather just get their shopping done and be left alone. And I get that. But unfortunately, that's part of the problem. And it's part of the problem to be walking around in a mask if you don't actually believe in it, if you don't actually subscribe to that version of reality of that, oh, fear, fear, got to wear a mask. So if you're just wearing a mask because somebody in, you know, you don't want your neighbors to talk bad about you, or you're worried about what somebody might say, or if somebody will say something to you that'll make your shopping trip take longer, or whatever your rationale is that's sort of this socially based rationale, it's time to throw all that out the window and take the mask off and start acting like a free person and show your face, because these people who actually are afraid, the people, like, let's call them, oh, I don't know, leftist cowards, who actually are afraid, they will then be so afraid to go outside of their homes that they'll move out of New Hampshire. They'll be like, what were we thinking moving here? There's all these unmasked people, and they're carrying guns. We got to get out of here.
We should have known this wasn't the place for us. Their slogan is live free or die.
Go ahead, John.
Well, that's what the problem is. That's exactly what the problem is. There's no common sense. Everyone knows this virus is real, but instead of saying, you know, is it real? You know, my question is, who the hell released it? You know, that's what I'm wondering. Where did it come from?
What does it matter?
I don't even care where it came from.
Everyone I've ever known that has had it, I haven't known very many people who've had it, and those who've had it have almost had no symptoms whatsoever. So, you know, to me, whether it's real or not is immaterial. Is it actually, you know, as deadly as they want you to believe it is? No way.
Definitely not. Absolutely not. Again, it's all about fear. It's all about, so that tells you it's an agenda being pushed, and that's what I'm getting at. And it's also a generational thing. People just aren't, you know, I grew up in Boston, you know what I mean, in the 70s. Things were a little bit different. If you said something to somebody then, you know, you better mean it, or you better be prepared to stand behind what you're saying. Now, these days, people are just saying whatever they want to say. Nobody, you know, you don't have to stand up for what you're saying, or at least they don't have the spine to stand up for what they're saying or what they believe. Everybody's a keyboard warrior these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
stand up for yourself, take the mask off, and don't be afraid. And if somebody says something to you at a store, just say you've got a medical exemption and leave it there. Yeah. Question for you, Sean. How are you listening to the show tonight?
I'm actually online. I'm on Twitch.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Thanks for being out there, man. I appreciate it.
I'm new to Twitch, too, so appreciate you guys bearing with me.
Right on, man.
I just recently dumped some of the other social media people there before they continued to dump us, but just trying to do my part to fight back.
Right on. Hey, thanks for the call tonight,
Sean. Working good.
We appreciate
it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for being here, bro.
The reason I ask is we've got some new affiliates in New Hampshire, so I want to welcome WEMJ in Laconia, which is...
Draconia? We're in Draconia?
Laconia's not as bad as it might sound.
Draconia isn't bad at all.
They don't even have parking meters.
We did an article about something that happened in Laconia, and I nicknamed the Draconia at that point.
Was that they did the titty protest?
No, it was probably Bike Week.
I think it was the Bike Week thing, yeah.
Yeah, it was where they cracked down on Bike Week this year earlier, 2020. But also, so WEMJ is a new affiliate. I haven't even added them to our website yet. I've been so busy with other things. Yeah. They're in Laconia. They're on AM and FM. I don't have the frequencies in front of me. So
welcome to the Laconians.
That's the most exciting thing to me. I want to take gangs of people out in these towns and hand out business cards or something and get as many people listening as possible, because I think this is going to help us change New Hampshire.
So who are the other ones?
So WEMJ is AM 1490 and 107.3 there in Laconia. Also, welcome to listeners of WTPL, which is an FM-only talk station based in Hillsborough, actually, home of Taco Biondo.
Nice.
So their signal actually covers all of Concord as well. So we are covering now the state capital. And that's 107.7 FM there in Hillsborough and Concord. And
if you're listening in Hillsborough and you haven't been to Taco Biondo, we're not getting paid for this, but nonetheless, go.
Oh my God, they've got
the best tacos.
WTSN is our existing station, so we've had them on for a year, but they used to run us at 10 p.m., so 10 to 1, so they delayed the show 3 hours. Now they've moved the show to live. So all of those stations, WTSN is in Dover. That's a college town on the seacoast. That's AM 1270 and also, I think, 98.1. Yeah, 98.1 FM.
All those stations are running us live?
All three of those, five of those transmitters are running us live every single night, all 7 nights a week. So it doesn't get any better than
that. Hell yes!
So welcome to all of our new New Hampshire listeners.
Yes, and this is a call-in talk program, so if you would like to join us on air, the number is 603-283-6160.
We should have a special New Hampshireite call-in line, so we're sure they can get through. Probably not.
Maybe
someday.
So you said Ron in the Capitol, huh?
That's right.
And nice. Well, if you can hear me, Sununu, you're a coward.
He's not there.
You should have debated me.
Yeah, he's not there. He's staying at home, remember?
But you knew I was a master debater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're like maybe Sununu's private bodyguard or something, you're listening, maybe relay the message.
Yeah, yeah.
I suspect they won't do that.
Damn, nobody's scared of him.
Can't we play telephone here on Free Talk Live?
You could try.
Over the air?
He's scared. He's a very frightened man, so I don't think that anyone's going to be doing that to relay him any sort of messages. They want him to feel like he's protected and safe.
Based on
when danger reared its ugly head, he bravely turned his tail and fled. Sununu ran away.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my governor, by the way, if you're listening.
I have no follow-up. 603-283-6160 is our number if you'd like to join the conversation. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sport Kilt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.